Welcome to Humble Bold, a podcast about balancing humility and boldness. How a love for Jesus, His Word, and His Church fosters a humble, bold approach to life. I'm your host, Mike Shera, and thanks for joining me today as we explore issues and ideas and how believers can navigate them in humble, bold ways. I already know today I'm going to get myself in trouble for this one because of the title. It's When Preachers Preen. And you're like, well, what? Is that what you're doing? You know, and thing is, I'm going to sound really judgmental. I'm going to sound really like just going after people. And just know that's not my heart. My heart is the purity of the gospel and to get it to the people who need to hear it. But, you know, to preen is the idea of a bird, you know, cleaning its feathers and making itself look good with its beak and all of that. But when it's used of a person, it's the idea that you're so devoted to make yourself look good and then get admired, and you admire yourself. You congratulate yourself and you pride yourself in things. Where am I going on this? I'm not the best preacher in the world, but I want to be a faithful preacher. I want to be, you know, clear and connective and engaging with my preaching. I want to preach the word and not say what people want to hear. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to go ahead and rant, and there's really not going to be a lot of points here. It's just going to be a rant, okay? So there you go. What do you do? How can you be humble and bold when preachers preen? And let's say you're a preacher hearing this, and you're like, man, I see it all the time, or man, I see it myself. Okay, so here's the thing. 2 Timothy 4, okay? It says, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, verse 2, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with patience, complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming, verse 3, when people will not endure sound teaching, but have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and they will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. So what am I getting at when I say, how do you be humble and bold when preachers preen? First of all, what I'm talking about is this. And I have friends in ministry that do this. I hope I don't do this, but you can say, turn around and say, I do it. But where it looks like, okay, because I don't know the heart, God knows the heart. It looks like a preacher is saying things just to make their base happy. And whether it's hyper-conservative or hyper-progressive liberal, okay? Plenty of times this happens. And I wrote something up today, and I'm just going to read it. Okay, here's what I wrote. Hey, preacher friends. Instead of dreaming up salacious sermon titles or playing to the baser instincts of your socio-political base because you crave views and likes and give them your own mind, preach the unfathomable, unsearchable, untraceable riches of Christ. Show the grace of Christ, who though he was rich became poor so that you by his poverty might become rich in his economy. Bring gospel riches to bear upon the hearts and lives of those you preach to. If you say you're doing that, but you are stirring up the socio-political flesh of your base, you are not preaching Christ, but drawing people away to yourself. Repent of savage wolfery and feed the sheep. All right, I know that was strong, but that's how I wrote it. And I did wonder if I should write it that way. And I said, yes, I am going to do that. Why do I say this? Because, and again, it happens whether you're left-leaning or right-leaning, but I'm finding it more in my right-leaning friends, just like me, those of us that lean right socially and politically and all that. And what I mean by that is we're more conservative when it comes to these things. We're not going to preach the word and then allow a lot of either ungodly things or whatever. But what happens is, and this can get clouded, is we start thinking that every idea and every social position and every political view must be biblical, and that's just not true, okay? Plenty of things that we think, and they are can be very conservative and very, you know, right-leaning, are not something the Bible supports. Now, the Bible may not, you know, condemn it or say you shouldn't do that, but I'm just saying. And so what happens is it's very popular right now for preachers to be railing against the LGBTQIA you know, community and the stances and the trans things and other, you know, political views. And I've done some of the same things. I bring it up as necessary, but I find that guys I know, sometimes they go on these rants where it's like, come on, buddy, you know that everyone just agrees with you. And it's like, they get, you know, what this does, it puffs up the the baser instincts of our sociopolitical flesh, because we're like, yeah, we're right and they're wrong. And I guess I would just ask, how does that foster a love for Christ and a love for people such that you would engage your family and your friends and your coworkers and your neighbors and the people in your classroom and you know, in your all over the place in your neighborhood with the gospel? How does that lead you to do anything but hunker down with a bunch of Christians and think you're right? No, what I think we should all be doing is being doers of the word, not merely hearers who delude themselves, and get out into the community and love people with the gospel. And if we're talking behind their backs all the time and smiling to their faces, something is wrong. Sure, we can disagree with ungodly agendas that are pushed upon us, right? Abortion and the trans agenda, you know what I'm saying, all the letters, okay? All the made-up stuff, all the things where it's like a guy is a gal and a gal is a guy. No, 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 no. But once you say no, show them the riches of Christ. Show them how Christ can transform their life. Show them how Christ transforms your life and gives you a love for all people, regardless of their stances, regardless of their views. Not that you're agreeing with everyone, not that you're caving in on biblical truth, not that you're condoning or celebrating sin, but that you are treating people as real human beings that deserve to be respected and honored as in the image of God, and that you want to reach them with the gospel, and you want to treat Christians that way. Because, I mean, the Christian community is saying, oh, this church is that way, and this church is that way. And sure, I can name all the heretics, you know. I'll tell you where not to go to church, because I feel strongly about that. Why? Because the pastors are preening. And there's some, I'll tell you, there's some churches I tell people don't go to that church, even though they agree with us theologically, because the pastor is a little bit too self-focused. Every post is about him. Everybody. And again, you might say, well, Mike, you know, I see that in you. Okay, if that's the case, I'll stand corrected and I'll keep repenting. All I can tell you is, this is on my heart today. How do you be humble and bold when preachers preen? And here's a preacher saying to you, don't put up with that. No, you should be getting gospel riches that get brought upon the hearts and lives of all who hear, and do what is right and appropriate in God's sight. And in those other comments, don't just give your mind. No, make sure it's in line with the scriptures. Don't just, preachers, here's a word to the preachers. Don't stir up the socio-political flesh of your base. And I think you know exactly what I mean. You can parse that out. You can break that down. I'm going to hold to my guns on this one, okay? You're not preaching Christ if you're doing that. You're drawing people away to yourself. You're building it on likes and views, and you want a platform. And when I say repent of savage wolfery, I'm not saying you're not a real believer, but I'm saying you should be feeding the sheep. You shouldn't be just gathering them around your personality, all right? Sure, preaching is, you know, God, the Spirit of God using the word through a preacher's personality, but that personality shouldn't be at the forefront, okay? Okay, rant over. There you go. I hope that this helped you in some way. Thanks for joining me today for Humble Bold. I hope I was humble. I hope I was bold. I know I was bold. Just so you know, I don't have any, you know, hatred or dislike for anybody here. But I do have a strong need and desire for the word to be handled accurately in context, and the way it's presented, that it wouldn't draw people to us, but it would draw, point people to Christ. So I hope this will help you be a more humble, bold follower of Jesus Christ. God bless you.